Hi, this is Amy, April's team member. I want to welcome you to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks. In this three-part series, we're so grateful that Jacqueline Strawn shares her experiences with the Healy device. This is part two, where Jacqueline talks about how long Healy sessions last and what she's learning. To me, it's really kind of a relief to think that we finally have gotten to a place where we can have something that's so tangible and easy to use like this. I'm curious, Jacqueline, how long does a scan typically take?
So I find, which is again, kind of amazing, how quickly it starts to recognize your body.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing like a resonance scan and 15, 20 seconds, it's like reading it. Like, that's where I was so surprised at how accurate it is. Like,
that's so fast.
Like, I think that is, whereas I would have to sit on those other biofeedback machines. Now, granted, those are going through whatever, you know, how many thousands of programs or whatever. But sometimes you would almost get so much information and then you're left with coming home and trying to take all these supplements and all this stuff. You never get that like live feedback. Whereas this, if I forget, like it might show up deep cycle and there's three of them that are in the 60%. Well, sometimes I can't run all three at the exact same time. Well, the two that I end up running, if I run it again, those disappear. But that one that I didn't do, how does it know? Those two apps aren't connected. Like, that's what I'm like, that is just shocking of how real frequency is. Mm-hmm. And we see it a little bit in, you know, our animals, right? Like, you can feel the heat. You can feel that vibration. We all put different words to it, but I believe all as humans, we've all seen when life has been taken. That human body is still there. That animal's body is still there, and every scientific cell is still there. But the soul, the energy, the frequency, the life force, every culture has it, is gone. And they're not the same. So there is no denying what it is, because without it, there is no life. And I know quantum physics, I don't understand quantum physics. I am no big bang theorist here. Like, I don't understand all that, but that's the beautiful thing about a Healy. You don't have to, because you will feel the change. And if you're not feeling like this huge benefit to it, that's your clue that you need to maybe do something else physical, some type of a cleanse. Do you have too much heavy? Like, you can almost use it as, okay, if this gentle kind of frequency microcurrent is not completely fixing this, then look to another piece and start to fix that. Because I feel like the Healy is the glue that for me held the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. I've been working on building this puzzle piece of my own health and wellness since probably I left massage school, when I started to realize how important it is. You know, before that I drank pop. I didn't care. I was invincible. You know, you're 19, 18, you know, nothing bothers you then. So I'm just like, I never had pain. I never knew what back pain was. I mean, whatever, you know, you're invincible. Well, life hits you. Your body changes. And one thing is usually never the answer. So don't expect one thing to be the answer, but I've never seen something like this that bridges so many of the pieces together.
Yeah.
Like that. And again, it's every day. I don't need to go to somebody else. So in a world right now of our freedoms being kind of taken away on different levels all the time, you know, you're berated by sometimes just negative and bad stuff. So if something in 5G, you know, some people believe, some people don't. Mm-hmm. I love that Healy brought in a set of programs that for some people, I will never discount that some people can feel Bluetooth, that can feel Wi-Fi, that can feel that electromagnetic sensitivity. I love that this mathematical company has also figured out that stuff's not going anywhere. You cannot go live and hide in a bear cave and avoid 5G, wireless technology, computers, televisions, cell phones. They're part of our life. So if you can have this tool connected to that stuff that can sometimes be negative, and actually have this tool that puts the positive frequency that negates that negative activity on yourself, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? I can't stop my electric company from putting a damn smart meter on my house. And I live in the rural country, but I don't have a choice. I can either rip it off, get in trouble, and then, you know, try to live off of solar panels. But then I have batteries that also emit, you know, electromagnetic frequencies. So let's just get it straight. It's out there. Chemtrails, all this stuff, whether we totally believe or we don't, they're out there, but you can't hide from it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, getting some kind of power back to yourself every day. What is going on in me and my family and my animals today? Let's scan it. Let's figure it out. Let's run these programs. Let's make our personal environment as healthy as possible and move on. Because I don't want to live in fear anymore. I'm over it. I want high vibration, great people, fun, joy again in life. Don't let your body and your mental mind be so affected by all this negative. Bring some really positive, great stuff into your life and utilize it as this, just like our team of people we have with our horses, with our thing. This is a team member. And use it as a team member. Don't have this expectation it's going to fix everything at one time. It's a team member. Some changes are hugely impactful. Some are subtle. Mm-hmm. But enjoy it. That it's like every day there's a little bit of additional healing going on. And to me, that is like the only and best thing you can do for control, which is put it back into your own body.
How long does the sessions that you've been selecting or that it's been indicating are how beneficial for you, how long does a session seem to take for you?
If I do the microcurrent, all the programs seem to be anywhere from 33 to 55 minutes. So I drive a lot. So a lot of times I wear the electrode bracelets. Okay. So I just put the bracelets on, I hook them up. I live in obviously cold weather. So long sleeves have been since I've owned the Haley. So it's been great. I can just slide them up there, you know, stick it in my shirt, and I pretty much wear it while I'm working.
Okay.
I have so many family members that have now bought them also since December. So my mother, my dad, my sister. And so you take my dad's personality, like farmer, very, you know, kind of like that older style. And, you know, he came over this morning to visit and he was wearing his Haley. He's like, hey, I'm running this tension balance program and I really feel like it's really helping. And he's like, I got, you know, 9 hours of sleep last night. And he's like, that never happens. You know, if I can get six, he's like, I think it's really worth. Like, I think that's amazing. That I am very, you know, airy fairy, maybe you would say, like, I kind of believe in a lot of stuff, but my dad is a little more structured and that he loves it. My sister's like a bank auditor personality, and she is just doing such amazing things with our horses with it. Like, I think everybody, you know, you're going to get your own thing out of it that you can have an expectation. Like, I know what mine was, 50%, 35, 50% reduction of headaches. That was my only kind of expectation, you know? And all of a sudden, all this other really cool stuff has happened since then that. And even, like I said, seeing it in my family and seeing a little bit of health added to their lives, it's totally. And, you know, my little blizzard, he's a happy little dog.
Oh,
so even that.
So much goodness.
Exactly. Exactly.
Other than just accepting that, okay, well, here's the pattern. Were there any strategies for prevention for your migraines and your headaches that you were trying to do and implement before you started using the Haley? And have you changed your prevention strategies now that you're using the Haley because you've learned from it?
So definitely in what I was doing before was a lot of very physical stuff, like the upper cervical chiropractic, you know, trying to make sure the atlas is aligned, not creating all that tension pattern, you know, behind my neck, thinking that when I was up off horses, you know, that my arms were being raised, that it was creating a lot of tension there. So doing all the physical stuff, getting massages, getting the upper cervical chiropractic, and thinking that it was more sugar and gluten. I thought those were more my main triggers, and maybe dairy. I kind of thought maybe those three. So I was doing a lot of avoiding of that. And I was still getting them. Like sometimes I might not have been nauseous, but then I was just totally had a headache for 2 days. So I'm like, well, that's stuck. Like, why is that coming up? You know? So it was always changing food. I had smoked for years back in the day. And it was just like, you know, I had quit that thinking that, you know, was part of like the tension, the dehydration. Coffee was one that I had brought in, taken out. Oh my God, I can't live without coffee. I'm going to do something else. So it seemed to be, it was all like, I would try foods. And even like on when we spoke earlier of the Anthony Williams protocol, and I would still get some headaches. Mm. Like the celery juice was probably the start of recognizing how important stomach is. That mm-hmm. It's a little personal, but anybody that's mm-hmm. had a nauseating migraine, mm-hmm. it's just part of it. You basically puke until there is nothing left in your body. Mm-hmm. And it is not pleasant. Mm-hmm. And when I have met people that have never vomited once in their life, I'm like, I can't even wrap my head around that I am a seasoned professional, obviously, at that, in how many migraines I've had, that you know all the, like, here it comes. And it is, I didn't, like, the stuff that comes out, you're just like, obviously, those are all important acids and all important things that help you digest food. How do you replace that? That's how I found Anthony Williams, was through that whole idea that celery juice has every component of the salts that it takes to replace that. So that was something that I had noticed by doing the celery juice. What was actually coming up was more. Like, so I was like, well, I'm definitely replacing like that hydrochloric acid and whatever, because now there's actually more coming up. So there was this up and down. I could see it was helping, but I was still having migraine.
Wow.
And that's when I took all the heavy metal out of my body. I took out all the mercury fillings years ago. That was when I went through Lyme's disease. Mm-hmm. So that was something I tried. You know, they were like, you can't really get rid of Lyme's without getting rid of mercury and heavy metals and even aluminums out of your body. So I had done all that. So all of those things had helped. And maybe, you know, you kind of just rode this little cycle, like through a month where you're like, oh, this wasn't as bad. This was like maybe a 5 migraine month. This was like a 2. I've never experienced that chronic migraine where they say like some people have like 20 of these a month, which I don't even know how you function as a human being.
Right,
yeah. So I never had gotten that bad. I would say, you know, 7 would maybe probably be like the most I went through, which was back like with the Lyme's. But the change once with the Healy, like as far as preventative, was recognizing what showed up in the scan. Like, I'm in a barn. Now allergies just came up. Okay. I run that frequency. I change, you know, I see what kind of pops up, run that program, start to work on the next horse. And I just make that conscious effort to say, okay, if allergies have just come up, I'm going to have like histamines in my body. And I understand, right? That's going to be an inflammatory process. So now make that conscious decision, stand on a block, don't stand on the ground and try to hold your arm, because everything right now in your body is going to be a little bit more inflamed. So it's just, it changes, but it really changes depending on what the scans are, mm-hmm. of how I look at it. I just don't expect my body to go through it. Like, come on, we've got 4 horses to do or 5 horses to just go do it. It's like, no. If that first barn activated this, I am going to drink my water. I'm going to stand on a bale. I'm going to do something, support my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to understand I'm probably going to be a little sore tomorrow, but I'm going to do this, this, and this. When energetic protection comes up, I definitely then make that kind of conscious effort. I'm putting the wall up. I am trying to gonna protect myself on not just the physical level, but I'm gonna kind of go into that other side of the world, which is I want to help this animal. I want to help this person, but I'm not going to take in their stuff because for whatever is here is wanting me to like take, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. It's not my job. And mm-hmm. so that's when I'll use some of the other, that's what I say. I know that's not for everybody and everybody kind of maybe looks at that a little different, but mm-hmm. yeah, that is reality. That is what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody that maybe has children experiences that, whether they recognize it or not, you feel in a way what they feel. Mm-hmm. You know when something's not right. Mm-hmm. And your body has the ability to sense things that you know when something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that when I'm working on horses as well. So the Healy has just made me aware of when that starts happening, that it's like, oh, I've let my guard down, go out there, do some breathing exercises. The other thing, two things that I've seen since I've had the Healy. Another thing that can happen is a little bit of adrenaline. Like if a horse, you know, like you're kind of in the zone, you're doing your thing, you're working on your horse, and then they spook or do something, right? Your heart rate rises and then you kind of go into fight or flight. That's not a time to go drink a cup of coffee. I need to go drink water. That's not a time for me to add a bunch of sugar into my body if I am in that mode. So that's how I kind of use it. Like I take all the knowledge I've had in the past and I'm just like, oh, thank you for the reminder. Today's going to be a better day for water, lemon water, hot water in my thermos, not coffee, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of that. Another side note on that, I did have a very physical thing happen. I had a horse, an ulcery type of horse, was a little hypersensitive. And in treatment, he's very aware of where his feet are and he purposely, you know, just kicked me, but he got me right between my knee and my pelvis. Once he actually kicked me and I kind of went through that moment of, oh my word, is my leg broken? Am I okay? Like self-analyze what just happened. And as soon as I got my Healy out, muscle popped up. Like of all the programs, there it was, muscle. And for 3 days, you know, it kind of goes through the bruising process. And a horse kick, typically you'll feel the indent of where they, because, you know, they don't hit you with the sole of the foot, they hit you with the rim of their foot. Yes. So I could actually see that on my leg.
Oh my gosh.
And within 4 days, 100% healed, but it pulled up muscle every single time, every single scan for like if I scanned myself 2 or 3 times that day, it always pulled up muscle and I would just run it for that 15 to 20 minutes, muscle, muscle, muscle. Cause it was under like the fitness program is where it kept coming up in muscle regeneration. And it completely healed. The bruising went through what would normally be like, I would say 10 days would maybe be like considered fast healing. In like, I was going through 2 stages of bruising in a day. Like I went from the no bruise where it was just red to like hardcore black and blue. And then later that evening, it was already had yellow. And then by the next day, it was less black and blue, a little more like light purple with yellow. And by that 3rd day, I was like, wow, all the bruising's almost gone. By the 4th day, I'm like, that's incredible. There's no indent. By the 5th day, I was like, you wouldn't even know I was kicked. So that I kind of just felt like, well, if I didn't already believe, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. That it knew that there was a problem the first time that I scanned after it happened. So I was really impressed.
That's amazing.
I prefer not to have those experiences again. So I'm good with it being one time and done.
Check, done.
Thank you. I already believe I'm good. don't need that to happen again.
If you would like to learn more about the Healy device for yourself, please email April at healyforyourhealth@gmail.com. That's healy4yourhealth@gmail.com.